Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Armas moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. McKay moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McKay tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Brewers, 2. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The slide. Yost applies the tag. Murphy is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Brewers, 3. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. Moore moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to second. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Pete Ladd now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive to right field. Moore throws towards the plate. Yost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yost. Murphy scores. Heath moves to third. Gross moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Brewers, 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay fields it and throws to third for the out. Ogilvy moves to second. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards pinch hits for Ned Yost. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Brewers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Marshall Edwards now playing right field. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heath bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gross hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a fly ball towards left. Ogilvy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ogilvy. Armas moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Page is walked intentionally. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Thomas scores. Ogilvy moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Ted Simmons pinch hits for Marshall Edwards. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. Howell moves to third. It's 7-6, Athletics. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay has Howell trapped. There's the throw to Newman and over to Gross, who tags Howell for the out. Picciolo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.